A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." This is the word of the Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven." I would guess we all have different reactions when we dial a number and hear the voice at the other end of the phone say, "Praise the Lord, hello." Depending on our personal experience with Lord praisers, we'll smile or grimace when we hear this response. I relate this kind of experience to what Jesus is saying in this gospel. He sounds a bit frustrated with hearing the chants and loud praises, but not seeing the lived-out faith in what our Lord is calling us to do. Jesus praised his heavenly Father, and he went to the temple to pray. He observed the Jewish customs and rituals. But then he lived out what he praised in reaching out to his world, especially to those in need, those who had lost their spirit to praise, those who were excluded from the circle of Lord praisers because they were deemed less worthy or beyond redemption. Yes, he praised God, but then he healed and fed and ate with and embraced, especially those who were treated like they were the least of his brothers and sisters. Jesus teaches us that it's not either or with regard to praising and acting on our faith. It is rather both and. Like breathing in and out, it is the balance of these two necessities that keeps bringing the fullness of the kingdom of God, the breath of divine life, into the human world.